tell us some facts about the current fuss over flying saucers is Mr. James Ritchie of the Civil Aeronautics Authority, who is one of the men who first spotted and plotted the so-called saucers on radar at the Washington Airport.
Now, just so we understand each other, what do you folks who are professionals call these things which at least are described as flying saucers?
Well, we call these things unidentified objects. The standing the Air Force calls them indeterminate masses.
Indeterminate masses and unidentified objects. Well, I know that you, sitting in your radar room, which I understand is deep underground, or at least underground, you don't see the sky, have plotted these indeterminate masses, unidentified objects, flying saucers, I should not mention the word, on your scopes. And I also know that you've seen a great many of them that you brought in commercial pilots. What has actually happened?
Well, we've seen quite a few of them, John. Probably well over 100. We've seen these unidentified objects on our scope. And all in all, we've had 24 times where the pilot flew to where we told him there was a pip. He would request that he would be vectored to it. We'd vector him over to it. 24 different times, lights were seen. We'd ask him to describe the light, describe the object. He would either say it was a white light. Most of them said white light. One pilot said it was yellow, and it would go to red and back to yellow. We asked him to describe it. He said the only description he could give is it's very attractive. Another pilot saw two that he said were blue. So we've had them pretty well described in all different ways.
Well, now, I read that one, not your people, but the people in the Washington Tower felt that they had tracked one of these things for 8 seconds and determined the speed was about 7,200 miles an hour, which of course sounds fantastic. What, in your experience, what is your experience with the alleged speed of these unidentified masses?
Well, of course, we in the Washington Air Traffic Control Center have different type radar than that which is in the tower. We track, most that we track, were going anywhere from 40 miles an hour to 90 miles an hour. Upon occasions, they were going 200, but normally, that's 40 to 90.
40 to 90 miles an hour.
That's correct, sir.
Now, I know you called in the military, the Air Force people, sometimes. What did the Air Force people do when they got up there with the jets and these lights?
We had vectored the Air Force people and jets to the saucers as they appeared on our scope. They would go after them, and they didn't seem to be able to make any enclosure on it. They would go down at the target, they would see a white light, and the target would pull away from them or disappear. They would see what they thought was the white light on the ground.
Well, now, what do you think about these signatures that you see on your scope?
That's a good question, John.